Hi, everybody. Well, we're here again. Another VBS program. This is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, Creation Lightship Healing. The date today is August 29th, 2015. So let's do a clearing for the date here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll clear away maybe pain or emotions that you're dealing with here. So think of an issue that you're having. So here we go. Releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. And we'll energize the light beam on your monitor screen. So how many you have up, we'll energize those. Bring in the male energies. Here they come, stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Oh, if our co-host is out there, so are you out there, Ann?
I am, Ron. Hi, good evening, and good evening, everyone listening. Welcome. It's my favorite night of all of our radio shows. It's Saturday night on the Lightship. If you're a new listener, this is a great night to be with us. Everyone can think of one physical healing they would like worked on tonight. I suggest that you write it down to help you stay clear while we go, and the light beings will be working with you on Creation Lightship later in the show. Ron, you're listening to Ron Amatron, and his website is creationlightship.com. That's a great website, so check that out after the show tonight. And, Ron, I'd like to start with a question someone has, even though I know the answer, but we can announce this. Will you be doing the New York Expo in October?
Yes. We'll be there. Uh-huh.
Great. And she just adds, it will be at the Penn Plaza Pavilion across from Madison Square Garden, right next to the Hotel Pennsylvania. So thank you, listener. I guess she has the information about the expo that's coming up. And I just wanted to say, if you're in the New York area, as it gets closer, we'll announce the specifics of the dates. It's usually a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday weekend. And what you can do, the reason it's good to go there is you'll meet Ron, of course, and he creates a physical booth that you can go into and experience the Creation Lightship energies right at the expo, and it's a wonderful transformative experience. So if you can get there, try to plan for that, and we'll get you the dates and stuff as soon as we can. Do you want to say anything else about the expo, Ron?
Yeah, I have two workshops, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. And also, I believe, two lectures. That's Friday, Friday and Saturday are lectures, and they have a workshop also, you know, on Saturday, and another workshop on Sunday. So, let's see what we can come up with here. Any questions out there from different people, or special emails that we can...
We have, yes, we have several things. Oh, we have people already requesting special rooms that we can go in the Lightship. So if you've listened before, you understand that. And if you're new, I think there are actually some suggestions on that, the maybe tips or something on that Fast Chat welcome page. It gives a list of what some of the rooms are. You can request that. Some people enjoy certain rooms, and then Ron will take us to those while we're on the Lightship. So we have questions, Ron, and we have testimonials. We have, you know, several different things to read. One is somebody wanted to follow up with, I believe it was the Wednesday show, that she's saying, thank you for reading my question. The person had asked about moving, Ron, and... you suggested she do the grid line clearing, which she did, and now she's thinking she's going to also get the ley line clearing, And she's asking, should she get the unlimited version of the grid line clearing?
I would say probably yes. That the grid lines, it's always good to get released from them. That's, remember, they get you from above, from the beyond, connecting to you, through, we'll say, your head. And they also get you through your feet, and that would be the grid lines. So, yeah, either one of those is a way they can come into you. So it's always good to get the unlimited for that one. So that's what I would recommend.
Okay.
Be checking, once every couple of weeks, once a month, something like that.
Right, and we can clear ourselves from places we've lived in the past on there also, right, Ron?
Yes,
if we
you
buy
could.
It online.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
yep.
That's what I did, and it was really powerful. Okay, we have a request to clear us from the moon energies, Ron.
Okay, so here we go. Clearing the moon energies, releasing those from you. So let's do the moon energies that are connected to your head. We'll do different parts of your body here. So head first. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, and now we'll do front side of you. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's do the back side of you. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Oh, back to you.
Was that cords you removed from us, Ron?
In a sense, it's like cording, yes. Uh-huh.
Interesting. And does it get more powerful when the moon is bigger? Like, apparently it's full right now, so does that make it a little stronger?
I would probably think so.
Interesting. Right. Okay. Thank you for doing that. Okay, we have a question about our health, or a physical question. Does fungus kill impurities within the immune system as a decomposer and then healthily disappear? Is fungus a preserver of life?
Kind of getting a yes on that one.
Really?
So let's do a clearing here. So clearing this out of you. One, two, three. It's heavy. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So we'll just see how that works for everybody. So back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Okay, now a listener just sent this in, and I know they're listening, so it'd be nice to address this. What is this speck in my mind that aggravates me, and how can I release it?
Probably an implant. So it sounds like you're talking about a energy that maybe gets activated at certain times. That's what it feels like to me. Oh, here we go. Oh, it feels pretty heavy. So releasing that type of implant. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, let's see if that helped.
Wow, thank you, Ron. Since you did that brain clearing, could you maybe take entities out of our brain, too?
No, we can see what happens here. I don't know how effective it's going to be, but here we go. One, two, three, four, yawning here pretty heavily. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay. On, I believe, the courting relief call that you do is Thursdays, Ron, and Friday is entities. I think I'm right. Tuesday's clone.
Courtings are Tuesdays.
Oh, they're Tuesdays. Okay. So I don't know how to, you know, definitely ask you this without saying the person's name, but they, first of all, they wanted to know if they could be absentee, and we know the answer to that is yes. It's good to try to be on the calls when you can, but you can be absentee. So she's wondering if her call, if her purchase of it, I guess, went through. So I would assume yes, and that you probably got on the call. But you could send Ron an email at creationlightship@yahoo.com and ask him directly about that. And the same person is asking for a sample of the pain body clearing.
Okay. Looks like there's maybe more to it than this, but here we go. You know, besides entities, so there's more than entities, it feels like, and pain. There's something else going on, but here we go. Pain body. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. You need to look at what clearings you have had, whole lifetime clearings, and see if any of these clearings could relate to the pain that you're having. So you can do the unlimited version or something like that. So that's what it feels like. There's a lot going on with you, probably more than meets the eye here. So back to you.
Right, and I know that this person has done clearings, so maybe somehow she needs to be like maybe a little more specific in what she clears. I'm not sure, but maybe there are just different ways to kind of play around with the clearings and with your wording, et cetera, that would help. So last night you did a green mist clearing for us, Ron, a sample of it. And the green mist clearing is a free sample on Ron's website. Again, that's creationlightship.com. And a person wanted to know, should we type our name and a location on our body to be cleared, or is just our name enough?
Well, your name's enough. You may want to just play around with it after you do the one clearing. You know, do it long enough, maybe a few times. Make sure that you have everything, and then you know, try different body locations.
Yeah, that's a great idea, because the reason we started talking about it again last night is someone mentioned that they felt a release, pain release from doing it, and that's why this person's asking that, I guess. And I wonder if anyone else has felt pain or shifts in their body from doing the green mist. Of course, we always love to get your testimonials. Okay, so someone has a question about the psychic billboard clearing. I want to use this clearing to help me to do a fund drive, meaning asking people for money. That's part of my job as a cashier. Since I have poor personal money strategies, this creates a lot of anxiety. What words could I use to be successful and reach my given goal?
Boy. Well, you want to get neutral with the money. So the fact that you have an issue, which is what you're saying, you have an issue with money, and so maybe you have a hard time asking for money. So just need to, like we mentioned with we do at the expo sometime where I talk about it, I get a money belt or something and put money on you until you're used to having money. So you're in fear of money. Do a fear clearing on it. Find out what else is going on in your life with it. But, you know, that's sort of, you know, what I would say is you need to do something to make yourself happy with money. In fact, this may sound a little ridiculous, but, you know, if you had, say, a $50 bill, would it bother you to tear it up? If you don't have any fear of money, or if you're not in lack, then tearing it up would mean nothing to you. Now, if it means a lot to tear it up, now you have an issue with money, or even a $100 bill. That's even more, okay? So, that's where your issue would be. So your issue, your job's doing you a favor to ask for money. But you need to, you know, figure out a way to clear it from you. Oh, very interesting.
Right. I think that this listener would be better served working on her own issues and putting that secondary, right? Isn't that kind of what you're saying, Ron? Like, get over her own issues with the money.
Well, yeah, you have to get rid of your own issues first. Just that
right.
This happens to be an issue with you because your job is giving you the issue.
Right.
So to the person or your boss or whatever, that must not be an issue, or it could be, you know, but regardless, it's now your issue. Oh, it's a good way to test yourself. Do clearings on yourself to get rid of that energy or, you know, wear a money belt. That's what I would recommend doing.
Could we, you know, if everyone thought of an incident with money, like one time they lost it or stole it or something, you know, could we have a sample clearing to just remove one money issue that people might have?
Boy. I guess we could do it if you lost some money, if you lost money out of your wallet or something, or billfold or purse. You have to think about that time that maybe you lost it. So here we go. Let's do that. So one, two, three, four, and five. Well, that could help you. You know, I don't think it's going to do much. If you have an issue with money, then you need to, you know, do a lot of work on yourself to get a neutrality with it. You have to
right.
keep working on yourself. Like I said, you know, get one of those money belts or get a plastic bag and, you know, get a bunch of money and put it on your body so that you're used to having money. Your body is probably the problem, is resonating with it, doesn't want it. You have to become your reality. So if you want money, you have to become money. You have to have that energy of money with you. If you don't have it, then you're going to repel it. So it's just, you know, an issue that maybe a lot of people have. Or maybe they overspend. So that's still a money issue. You're putting yourself into the situation of maybe anxieties. And then that brings you lack in your life because you overspent. So you can't really buy what you need because you have to buy or pay for maybe your credit card bill or something. So right away you're in lack with that. Even though you may not think you have an issue, when all of a sudden your credit card will say it gets maxed out and now you got to pay it and you can't buy anything else until your credit card maybe is paid down or we'll just say paid off to make it simple. Then at that point, you're at lack until you do that. So that's the roller coaster ride. That's going, you know, from one extreme to the next. Having money and or having a credit card with a balance on it, you know, that you can use is the plus side. The minus side would be paying it off and or not having money to spend. You're going from one extreme to the other. So, you know, like I said, get that money belt, put it on you, wear it, have it on you for about a month, do clearings on it, you know, find out what your issue is. We have the prosperity bundle, I believe, don't we? And that has a bunch of clearings in there that might help you. But the whole thing sounds like to me is that, you know, you're dealing with an energy that you're not used to having, not having money. But not having money means that you're allergic to money, and you're repelling money from you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Ron. So somebody wrote in with a request. Can you please release aliens who may be in the room with us listening and want to go to the light?
Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So I've had people connect with me telling me that when they were doing more recently the that black fog, you know, mist clearing, black mist fog, that they would see it appear in the skies and sort of disappear. So we'll just see if anybody else has that same experience as it's leaving the planet. So back to you.
It's so interesting, Ron, that you just said that because about the black mist clearing, because someone just wrote in, is Ron aware of the many positive changes and reform for the better unfolding in Iraq the past few months? It's a new historical event and a 180-degree change for them. Would this significant period be more enabled by the black mist fog clearing and other oppressive timelines that Ron has discovered and crashed in recent months? Seems like a big coincidence in timing.
Yeah, very possibly as these energies leave. And a lot of the energies that were or are negative here affecting people would be the oil energies. So what you have is the oil energy is a conscious energy, and then it goes through the refineries, etc. So, you know, that energy is and was living, and then it gets destroyed. And so everybody is still using, you know, that signature of the original oil energy as a life form. So as you kind of look at that, you go, wow, well, I have something here kind of much like food. The food you eat was alive at some point, or if it is alive when you're eating it, then it's going to be dead shortly. But the oil energy is a very strong energy here affecting people, and it might be more on a unseen reality. But I'll do a clearing here for that. So if everybody, you know, has gas for their car or whatever, oil in their car, petroleum. So here we go. I think even plastic's made from petroleum. Oh, we can't, technologies have went that way, so it's really hard to get away from all that. But here we go. Let's take that energy off of you. In a sense, it could even be like a curse energy. So here we go, releasing that energy. We'll stay off you till the show is off here. So about a half an hour. Here we go, releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, very negative, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. So back to you, Ann. Let's see if we get any comments on that from people.
Well, I felt something. I definitely felt something released from sort of the neck up, like something had was like around my neck and head and tight, and it's gone now. So thank you very much. I guess we all needed that.
Yeah, it's felt pretty similar to radiation energy to me.
Wow. So I'm thinking that I don't know if you cleared some black mist fog, you know, from the Middle East, or perhaps we have listeners or people doing healings from the Middle East, or if that. But I think this listener had a very interesting point there, and I don't know if you, you know, you're working on one level, Ron, and I just wonder if you're aware of changes like that that are happening on the planet, because you've been doing so much work planetarily recently. And I think this listener is really has a good point here that, you know, you're doing a lot of timeline crashing, and I feel we're starting to see the results.
Yeah, I would say that's correct, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, I thought so. Okay, someone just wrote in, they felt a flash of heat on their head. So maybe there, for some reason, it's stronger in the head area. We'll see if anyone else writes in to tells us how they feel. Thank you for doing that, Ron. So we should still just be doing individually the black mist clearing for ourselves and where we are, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Like we don't, because we're talking about this, we don't want people to go put on black mist clearing for Iraq or anything.
No, you do it where you are.
Got it. Okay.
It's connecting to you. So don't waste your time and your energy, because you're only living here for so long. Okay? And you want to clean yourself out.
Right. Right.
That's
our main mission is to...
Don't waste your time doing other people. You know, don't try to do other locations, physical locations, because you have to be very selfish, and you're the one. Your partner can be number two also, you know, when you can do it with them. But basically, you're, you know, worked on everybody else but yourself. Where are you going? You're going nowhere. You got to clean yourself out and off with this alien energy. So that's why I want to stay focused with yourself. Back to you.
Right. We want to get cleared out so we can ascend. Okay, Ron, we have a testimonial about the harmonic frequency clearing. We were talking about that fairly recently, so I'd like to read that now, if I may. I would like to highly recommend the harmonic frequency clearing. I just completed running it, and this clearing feels great, kind of like a cat that has had its fur pet the wrong way and then gets a nice smoothing pet all over. Everything feels soothed, calmed, and cleaned. Another way of describing it is like having static that has been in the background so long you forgot it was there, suddenly switched off. Very relieving in a very specific way. For any listeners who haven't yet experienced this clearing, it clears earth, planetary, and alien odd frequencies, and then brings in, aligns, and integrates even harmonic frequencies, and ends in a cellular light infusion. When running this last portion of the clearing, where even harmonics and cellular light infusion are brought in, my body feels similar to how it feels on trips to the light ship, deeply nourishing and peaceful. Many thanks.
Yeah, I guess that kind of said it all. Yeah, that clearing is very nice.
It is. It's very, very nice. Is that something we could do a quick sample of, Ron, or I can't remember if you've done actual samples of it before.
Well, I'll work with your left hand and just see if taking away the energies there, that would be out of frequency for yourself. See if it helps out. So we'll just try this here. Here we go. One, this is your left hand, probably the palm of your hand. One, two, three, four, and five. And now we'll put in the proper even harmonics. One, two, three, four, and five. So we'll see if we have any comments from people.
Okay. Yes, that was a wonderful testimonial and very helpful to everyone. So thank you very much, listener, for sending that in. Our listeners are really good at helping each other. Okay, someone wrote in about the oil clearing. Yes, I felt it around my head as well. Very interesting. You would think it's an earth thing. It would be around our feet, Ron. But it's around our people's heads.
And you got to remember, in the old days, you know, smog, right? We're in the 60s, 70s, you know, living in congested areas, you know, Los Angeles or wherever, you know, there would be a lot of people and cars. Smog is probably the byproduct of the oil. You know? That's, you're breathing it, and it's all around you. The way to look at it.
Right. That makes perfect sense. Okay. So we were have been talking about the putting tinfoil and protecting ourselves with the insulation thing you talked about, Ron. And a listener wrote in with some other suggestions for people. Staying grounded with copper wire. This can help to stay grounded in your body. Wear strands of copper wire wrapped over slippers or shoes. Wire must touch skin. Wear leather top and leather soles. Suede is also good. And rubber and plastic, not so good. So thank you, listener, for those suggestions. Might help people sort of feel a little bit better in their bodies. Oh, and a while ago we were talking about electromagnetic field. I guess it was the same show, actually. So this listener found a video about smart meters that we were talking about. So I have the link to that if anybody wants that link. Please send us an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I'll send it out to you tonight after the show. And I haven't had time to look at it myself, but I guess it'll give more information about smart meters. And we have some requests for room locations, Ron, and if people want to bring in some more of those requests, please do, and I'll pass them on to Ron. And
we'll go to the light here, probably 5 minutes or so.
Okay. And we have another very nice testimonial I can read. It's about the location space clearing. I have had great results for a wide variety of situations using the location space clearing. Recently, I was having trouble sleeping at night, so decided to bring the computer into the bedroom while I slept. I ran the location space clearing for energetic space clearing on and off planet and alien life forms on and off planet. I slept great. A few nights later, I had an issue with pain in my body and went to lay down. Seeing the computer there, I switched the settings to Earth entities/ghosts. The pain level dropped immediately, by about 25% with just this clearing running for the bedroom, not even using the entity clearing proper for my body. I run this clearing for my husband at work when he has meetings, and he finds that he can hold his energy and stay in the now much easier. After seeing rattlesnakes in our yard, I ran the clearing for those for about a week. We have seen zero in the past 2 months once I ran it. It's a very helpful clearing with so many applications. Thanks.
Wow, yeah. Oh, let's I can do a clearing for something here. I'll do a clearing to see how you resonate to two precious metals. I don't know how this is going to affect you, but we'll run the energy to release the energies of silver, but this would be the contaminated silver. Maybe the aliens brought some contaminated silver here. So here we go. Or maybe you have, you know, have silver on you or, you know, around you. And it's not pure silver. Let's put it that way. Oh, and maybe it's affecting you. Oh, here we go. One, for silver energy. Then we'll do gold next. So silver. One, two, three, four. Oh, man. Pretty heavy. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do gold energy. So maybe have something that could be gold, or it's an alien type of gold energy. Maybe it has some contaminations in it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. These two clearings were for corrupted energies. They should be pure. Normally, precious metals would be, but possibly there's something mixed with them, and maybe you have a bracelet on or something on or around, and it's resonating contamination. We'll just see what happens with this here. I don't know how it's going to affect people. We'll find out. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you so much for doing the silver and gold. Maybe those would be nice rooms to visit for tonight. Shall I put those on our list?
Yeah, let's do that, yeah.
I think we did that recently, the silver and gold room, and people really liked that. Okay. Okay, so, comment. Many of us wear 14-karat gold jewelry and sterling silver jewelry already. Is that because it resonates with our bodies?
Very possibly. So what I did was try to make it so it's more of a pure energy form. Let's do copper, because copper is another energy that people kind of like. I've heard of people having water in copper cups. They hold it in the cup overnight or something. Have to do some research on that.
Well, I know they make a lot of cooking utensils, too, out of copper.
Uh-huh.
It's very expensive.
Here we go.
Okay.
So let's release the energy that you could have had in your body that was from copper, but it wasn't a pure copper energy, and you have the contamination. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, that's real heavy. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Kind of reminds me of the old days. In fact, I think they still import this, aluminum pans. So I think most people know that you don't want to even use them at all, but people probably still do. So let me take away some of the aluminum energies, if we can, that might be collected, inside of you someplace in your body. So here we go. Try to neutralize that. So maybe still be with you, but we'll see if we can get it neutralized. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Very heavy. 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And I know they had pewter, in the old days too, that they used to drink wine out of, I think, and probably why, it was very long back then. So, anything else before we go to the lightship, Ann?
I'm sorry, did you say that's probably why people didn't live very long back then?
Yeah, because...
So pewter wasn't good to drink out of. Pardon?
Probably lead.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, I think until recently there was a lot of lead in things like dishes, and they would, paint pottery, and there would be lead in the paint, and people would be eating and drinking out of it. Ooh, could we do a clearing of lead out of our bodies?
Sure, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke.
Okay, we have a question, Ron. If you have time for a question before you go to the light ship, or do you want to go to the light ship right now?
Yeah, we have time for one more question, I think.
Okay. Are the so-called silver will the so-called silver fillings in our teeth be affected by the clearing you did to make precious metals more pure?
It could, yeah. You would know if your saliva changed, okay? So let's go back and do that one for teeth, for fillings. So here we go, taking away the impurities. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let's go to the light ship, everybody. We have enough rooms there, Ann?
We do. I'm going to...
Okay.
Do you see them, or do you want me to tell you?
Program. If you're hearing on an archive, then you want to get on one of the Saturday calls, or we go to the light ship. And listening on an archive, you're going to feel the wonderful peace energy coming your way. We're going up right now, bringing up your animal, pets, flowers, your garden, plants, and you want to request one specific healing, somewhere in your body, have a problem. It doesn't work with emotions. It's strictly physical healing. The emotional body and the emotional stuff stays here. You go to the light ship. It just sees your body, and it will see where you're missing or having damage done because of the problem. It's not going to see the problem, okay? The problem's left here. Oh, in your emotional body, trauma body, anger body, fear body, pain body, mental body, those are all energies that were brought to you by the Earth Spirit. All that is going to see, all they're going to see in the light ship is the creation of you. And then we re-energize your spirit, make it 100% complete, and use that to heal your body. So here we go, going up to the light ship. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And let's see what room we have first here. Normally go in the detox room. So here's detox energies. And this will be the pink energies now, pink gel. So 1, two, three, four, and five. Next, we'll go into the deer room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And frog room, we're going to see some frogs. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we're going to a room that has the silver energy, like we had before. So stronger, 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 stronger. This is pure silver. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We talked about gold. We'll go into the gold room. One, two, three, four, and five. We also talked about copper. So here's the copper energies. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we always go into the pain release room. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. We have a request for a room for maybe chiropractic adjustments. So here we go. Went into those rooms here. So one, two, three, four, and five. Now we'll go into a room for a joint repair, maybe more joint lubrication, a cartilage, tendons. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Again, one, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four, and five. And our final room will be the room with the whales. So we can go into the white whale room, black whale room, the golden whale room. So here we go, going into these rooms. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So let's back from the light ship here. Turn back down. Bring in your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants back with you. So coming down, and I'll count from 5 to 1. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okie dokie. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. I hope everyone enjoyed, well, I know everyone enjoyed that trip to the light ship, so thank you so much. Okay, so someone wrote in that, yes, their mouth was subtly watering when you did the clearing of the precious metals. So it probably did already affect her teeth, and then you did a clearing for the metal in our teeth, so I'm sure that everyone's feeling really good from that. I think I felt it as well, Ron. It felt like my saliva did taste a little different. So we have a request. Could you also clear the crystals in our electronic equipment and wristwatches?
Oh, boy. I don't know if I can do that or not, because it may make it stop working.
Oh.
So, I don't know.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay, so you took lead, like you did a lead clearing, and someone asked, could you do a mercury clearing?
Okay, here we go. Releasing that energy from you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Okay, so back to you.
Thank you, Ron. I'm just thinking about how interesting it is that you could, you know, you were concerned that something could stop working from clearing it. sometimes, I guess, if we clear things, we have to make sure that we put something in. Like a lot of the healings, when you do an object clearing, you put in an energy into your object that you're clearing. So it kind of made it clear when you said that. That, like, if you're going to clear your computer, you probably want to energize it for something. Okay.
Let's go back to the light chip here and work with our gums, Eastern gums. So going back up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and having some tension being made now on gums.
Are there light being doctors, Ron, that specialize in dentistry, like on Earth?
Yes and no. So to make it simple, I could say yes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But here we go. So working with gums. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so let's see if that helps your gums right now. So come back, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And just like our show is getting close to its end here, so we'll close down in a couple minutes here. So anything come in on emails or anything, Anne?
Someone just made a kind of funny comment. It'd be funny if time would stop if our watches were cleared, if their watch crystals were cleared. That would be nice. No, that's it, Ron. I think everyone is probably blissed out from their trip to the light ship and feeling really good. And I know you'll do the mind-to-heart drop, which is so nice, before you end. But I was wondering if perhaps you could just do a quick chakra alignment for us also tonight.
Okay, so here we go. Heart chakra, moving that around so it's positioned properly. There we go. That's fine. Going to your throat chakra. There we go. And third eye, moving that around. There we go. Looks good. Now below the heart, your power chakra. Good. Second chakra. Good. And first chakra. And that's good. So here we go. Let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. So you have to command your spirit naturally out loud to do this for you. And the command is that you want to take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart to neutralize them so that they don't have any energy. Oh, that gets rid of your mind chatter. Here we go, dropping down. From 10 to 1 backwards, like an elevator dropping. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And I'll do it one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, thank you. And I hope you're having a wonderful evening. See you later, everybody. And if you do have a problem, you know, with your gums or something, or teeth, go on and get the special water charging. $1, and you may want to request, you know, the mouthwash water. Put that down so you can energize your water for the gargling or mouthwash. So thank you, Anne. Thank you, ladies,
you,
behind the scenes there. Bye, everybody.
Bye, all.